A Yorkshire Carol by Jenny Gouttet, narrated by Stevie Zimmerman. Chapter 1. London, November 22nd, 1815.
"Ooh!"
Mrs. Issert cried, waving a letter for her daughter as she entered the canary-coloured drawing-room of their modest London house. Juliana sat on a cushioned settee and absently coaxed a knot out of her terrier's brown fur, while enjoying a rare and delicious moment with a novel. As much as she thrived on the London social scene, Juliana's peace of mind could only be restored by solitude.
"Your godmother has written, inviting you to spend Christmas in Yorkshire, since she cannot be in London this year. And this time I really think you must accept her invitation."
Resigned to the loss of her peace, Juliana closed the small leather-bound book and set it on the side table, as her dog lifted an ear and peered at the interloper.
"Do you, mother?"
She knew her tone was not encouraging, but that could not be helped. She loved her godmother, but preferred to keep their visits to London, where there was at least some novelty to be had.
"I do. 3 times she has invited you to accompany her to Yorkshire before the start of the season, and 3 times you have denied her. If you don't accept Mrs. Savile's invitation, she shall wash her hands of you at last. Besides, you must agree, there is nothing like a Yorkshire Christmas."
Mrs. Issert, a plump and less vibrant version of her red-haired daughter, sat across from Juliana, and felt the teapot on the table in front of her. Its contents were cold, and she leaned back in her chair.
"I should not like to offend my godmother, but perhaps that cannot be helped," Juliana replied, piqued at being forced to the point. "If she is only pleased with me on the condition that I travel to Yorkshire in the bitter cold, one might wonder if such conditional approbation is worth securing."
"Juliana, you know you are unjust."
Frown lines appeared on Mrs. Issert's face, and Juliana knew that her mother's sense of obligation toward their wealthy Yorkshire neighbour, who had agreed to act as Juliana's godmother 22 years ago, made her anxious to show every consideration.
"Mrs. Savile has bestowed her attention upon you most graciously, has been a kind and generous godmother. If all you do in return is to present her with an embroidered handkerchief each Christmas, I detest embroidery, and consider the act of doing it a precious enough gift."
Juliana raised her eyes and gave her mother a droll look.
"Please, my love, do stop funning. I know you don't mean half the things you say, but others might be put off by behaviour they consider to be too coming."
Juliana meant very well the things she said, but did not insist. Her mother was made of different stuff, and where Juliana declared...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?